So Rosh says in Islam and Gimel, Chavar Tov Hayei L'Yirei Hashem. You should be a Chavar Tov to them. He's Chavar B'Chavar Som. And then you should be mischaber to them. That means that you should make them your chaverim as well. Mechaveres perli oven harchek. Stay away from being mischaber to perli oven. V'ahoyv hamachichim. And the last nekuda over here is that a person should love those which give you techocha. So there's a lot to say, not a lot of time to say it. I just want to maybe one of the two nekudas. I had a conversation once with an individual. We were chaverim, and our relationship had ups and downs, shall we say. It had ups and downs. He's a very intense fellow, and he used to put pressure on sometimes on the relationship, expectations, etc. This goes back a lot of years. So I told him that the way I look at the relationship, there's a piece of wisdom that they say in investing in stocks. I'm not a major bookie in stocks, Baruch Hashem, you know, but that's what they say. So they say if you bought a stock in the year anywhere between the year 1900 and the year 2000, person bought stock in a company and held the stock for 10 years, the value of the stock went up. Any company, unless it went bankrupt, the value of the stock went up during the 10 years. If you would measure it as it's going up and down, the people push that they have heart attacks, right? You know, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down, it goes high, it goes low. You made all your money, you lost all your money, but if you hold on to it for 10 years, you make money on it. Now, I'm going to tell you, you make money against inflation. I'm not getting involved in the economics. You'll have to speak to your economist. So relationships with people are the same way. Anybody who expects that a relationship is going to be, this gemara is going to be, this line going straight up, is going to be very disappointed. Human beings are human beings. And there's up and there's downs in a relationship. You know, you're close friends, and one time he does something, you feel it's a tickle and alpha. So if you're going to drop the relationship then, it's like selling stock when it went down in value. You invest in a relationship, it's a valuable thing. Now hold on to it. Right? So now how do you hold on to it? That's him. The stark and the kasha. Ben Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Aleph, in the goes through the ikarim of tshuva. Says one of the ikarim of tshuva is tefillah. So he goes through different elements of what the tefillah has to be about. He says one of the elements of tefillah is the following: Reuven and Shimon are very close friends, and Shimon does an avil to Reuven. You know, Reuven trusted Shimon, and Shimon does something which is really not, it's inappropriate, it's betraying the trust. So Reuven feels terribly hurt. Shimon comes and he asks Mechila, so what happens? You know, you say, you know what, you're Meichel. But the relationship is damaged. Being Meichel is one thing, the relationship is damaged. You don't trust him anymore like you used to trust him. You know, he did that to me. It's there in the back of your mind. Zakhtar Ben Yarno, visit your Kaddish Baruch Hu, we didn't have Eira, so we asked Mechila. So Rosh says, okay, you know what, I'm Mechila you, but do me a favor, don't shepherd me. You know, we're not friends anymore. So our tefillah to Kaddish Baruch Hu is not only the Bershom should accept, be Mechila us, but he should bring us back into a relationship like it was Mechila, the Arpanav of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we should go back to that relationship. That's what Ben Yarno says, that's part of the tefillah which we daven for. Bitaki saying a gavaldig horror, right? That you know, you can possibly kill a relationship. I've told him no tannas in him. Move on, etc. I want to tell you a personal story, without getting involved in all the details. So I had a situation where not only a chaver, a talmud did an avla. Significant avla, right? Lachar Maisa, a few years later, I'll tell you another story. His wife, you know, was very, very strong against what he was doing. He says, you know, what you're doing is not right. You owe a lot of karsa to Rabbi Rangel. He's put so much into you, etc. How can you do this to him? Okay. So I was being disappointed in how to respond to it. So I said, I have four cheshbonos. why I'm not going to let it get to me. He said, first of all, he's a Talmud. Talmud is like a child. You know what? Kids hurt their parents all the time. You don't make them always children. Right? You have a relationship with somebody, you invested in him, he's somebody who's dear to you. And he did it out with you, okay, no. Ois relationship. So I, that's number one. Number two, he needs me still. Right? So he's going to get into a situation where he needs a halacha psak, or he needs an etzah, he needs somebody. And whether it's you know, middle of the day, when it's late at night, he needs somebody to call. So what am I supposed to leave him without somebody to call? So he needs me. Number one. Number two, I don't want to be a person who lets these things get to me. I don't want to be defined as a person that I'm a petty person. That I'm stuck in holding a grudge. I don't want to be the petty person. I don't want it for myself. So number one, he's like a son. Number two, that he needs me. Number three is I don't want to be that person. And number four, I have a shalom lishmo, I said. Imagine I'm a person who's machped. So, Tamidim don't understand. They don't understand. A child doesn't understand what they've done to a parent. You know, when they understand when they grow up and they become adults, they'll go, boy, what I did to my parents. So the parent gets upset. So what does the child think? My parents are so petty. So why am I getting upset? It was an avod to my kavod that he did such a thing to me. So I'm getting upset because of my kavod. So when I get out of it, less kavod. I'm a shalom lishmo. But imagine I say, you know what? I'm a vater. He says, wow, look at, you know, he was a vater. He walked through. That's a special person. You get more kavod by being a vater than being not a vater. So my whole hakpod is kavod. That's what's bothering me. I get more kavod out of being mavata than being not mavata. So I have so the Yetzer Tov says be mavata. Yetzer Hara says be mavata. So what's the tzad not be mavata? So why aren't you mavata? Right? The teretz is we have low self esteem. And when a person does something to me, it pushes, it destroys me, it kills me. The pain is so overwhelming, I can't let go. I need to be a human being enough to understand that my definition of what I am is not defined by what this person did to me. I'm still a good person. I have my mind, I have my chesronos. Nothing changed because this person did an avod to me. So I have to have enough confidence and enough belief in myself. I shouldn't let myself be defined. I shouldn't outsource my definition to this young individual. Okay? So, took me a few days. It took me three or four days to work it through. And I worked it through. And I felt, you know, like 97% it was gone. I had 3% I had to work on. He came to me 2 years later, Erev Kippur, to ask Mechila. Took him 2 years, I think, to get the gumption to come to me. And I told him I was Mechila a long time ago already. It's done. So I can't speak for my wife. I think my wife, you know, your wife's more machped on your cover than you are. You have to speak to her separately. That's your business. Two years later, somebody did the exact same mindset to him. He came, he says, Rabbi, I need to speak to you. So he says, his wife said to him, you know what happened to you. That's his wife said to him, you know what happened to you? Because what you did, right? He says, I now need to hear what I did. I says, so why are you coming? I was already with you already. He says, but you know what you're coming from? You're coming from to ask me what to do weiter. Do the same thing I did. It's not good for, it's not healthy for you to hold on to a grudge. Just move on with life. He says, and maybe my fifth cheshbon, I look backwards, it says that the reason why I did it, I wanted to be a role model for my talmidim, what it means to let go. And I said to him, you have a role model. You know, you did mamash the same avla to me that somebody just did to you. And as a Talmud to Rebbe, it was an avla. And you know, you were a little kid, you were 30 years old, right? And I could have got stuck in it, but I didn't, because I don't want to be the type of person to get stuck in these type of things. So you don't want that either. And you saw that it could be done. So learn from it. We had a great conversation, and I think I was able to help him really get past this and move on in his situation. And I'm very proud of him. He really moved on. And I can account that the person with Baal with him still needs him. And he's talking, helping him. which is exactly what I did to my Talmud. So you have chaverim, and the person tells you an avla. You invested in a relationship, and it's a beautiful relationship. Do you really want to let go of it? So you know what? He talked about an avla. Is that the better? So you know, you say, I'm loyal to you, but we should be good friends. I should trust you again. So what do you get instead? You know, human beings aren't perfect. They have ups and downs. They do things wrong. We're not perfect either. But if the relationship is something that you decided is worthwhile, why is it bothering you so much? Because he touched your atzmius. He touched your self-esteem and said, you know, believe in yourself enough that, you know what, I'm a good enough person that whatever happens to me, happens to me. And if I want to be a chaver with this person, I'll be a chaver with this person. I can reinvest in the relationship. And you hold on to a relationship for enough years, the stock goes up, the value goes up. So the one of the four shemim, the Mishnah says And what's the hemshach of the Mishnah? It says there's no way you can hold on to a chaver or a rebbe unless you know how to help people to chavs chus. Every time a person does something quote unquote wrong, you're going to see the negative. So you're not going to have any rebbe, you're not going to have any chaver. But if you can see the positive, even when you do something wrong, quote unquote, you seem still a good person. We had this conversation, having the conversation in the car, like, you know, Rabbi Lepiansky both and I, we had this aura, you know, we were very close with our rebbe. And our rebbe, we were nushing with Darlim Adlamoid. And I think one of the best things we ever got out of that was we saw they weren't perfect. We saw their chesronis. And we saw there was still a nushing with Darlim, even though they had chesronis. One of the challenges we have our society is, and I'm not saying, you know, what the Eitza is, you know, every Huttner writes in his letter that, you know, the storm which we have on Gedolim don't help us because they don't tell us the tzad of the not being perfect. The Gedolim weren't perfect and they're still Gedolim. That lesson is being lost in our society. One time said to Ha'ori, he said, you know, you look back, the Gemara where they're in Ksuba at the beginning of the second parak, that he took the Isha on his shoulders. So they asked, the Tzinner asked, you know, can we do it too? So imagine nowadays what would happen in such a situation. Right? It wouldn't be the Tzinner asking, can we do it too? It'll be the newspaper saying, oh, it's Godel. Right? So maybe the answer is, he did it Rebbe. Okay, he's always Rebbe, he's always Talmid Chacham, he's a person, you don't lose your status by one of Rebbe. The other person that comes through, I mean, you see that there's much more to the person, much more to the picture. But I think what I'm adding right now, I'm saying over here, is you have to define yourself the Chaskus also. Don't define yourself, be positive about yourself. And when you are, you know what? I'm not busy. I once had this aura. The other person in the chav schools. I'm a better idea. Don't down, period. Like, why are you trusting somebody? So down in the chav schools, down the chav choiv, the halachas. What's in your business to sit in judgment? The Chazanish writes in Munim B'Tochen, he writes in Perek Gimel over at the end, that the musik of judging somebody belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum avatorachum. Mahu kanun, mahu dan rishoyim. You don't find such a lashon. A dayan only has a power to judge somebody because he's a shlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the dayan referred to as Elohim, because right now he's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that the psul of Shreichad, he says, a beautiful piece, he says, the psul of Shreichad is not because we're choshed him, he's going to do something, because of money, he's going to do something wrong. Not true. Chacham is right for La'atzmai. Chacham is Raya, the Maris needed La'atzmai. Right for La'atzmai. I mean, in Europe, I mean, you bought a behemoth. You know, Rashi one time described these. Remember his shver, Reb Zalman blogs. It's Shem Yikam Domei. Right? Spent the whole night butchering to matar behema that the butcher brought in, finding it's not heter. Because if you weren't matar the behema, the butcher was bankrupt. He laid out the money for the behema. He couldn't sell it. He lost his parnasia. He was partially, he had no more money for the next one. He was always done. And the chacham can be right trefel out, so he can pass in his own shayla. Ah, he's the Negeva Dover. Chas v'sholom, we should be choshed the Gedolim that they steal things because they're Negeva Dover. If they say it, we have to trust them that they were honest. But die on us, they're acting as shlichas. Shlichas, you can't be a shlich when you're Negeva to yourself, you're Negeva to you also. So it's felt in shame, shlichas. That's the psul of shlichas, of the Chazanish. Shouldn't look at Chazanish. But the Kura that he said, we have no right to judge somebody. So why are we judging? Why am I spending my time judging other people? I have a better idea. Spend your life thinking about what you need to do with relationship to the human of Kadosh Baruch. But in a case where I must interact with somebody and I need to see it in a positive way, if I walk in believing that I'm a person who's lovable and person would want to mishachas to me, Sebastama, he didn't do it in such an obligate way. Because why would he want to do it to me? But if I'm grappling with, am I worthy, and I'm getting my value from the other person, and he does it to me, it hurts so much I can't move on. So that is where I think the nekuda of the challenge is. The chavrushaft is valuable to us. We love, it's important, we must have a chavrushaft. The only thing you have a chavrushaft is if you're able to put it in perspective of a whole picture of a relationship. The 10-year rule. Over 10 years, the relationship will get better. It's going to go up, it's going to go down. The stocks go up, the stocks go down. Don't sell stocks when they're at the bottom. Don't let go of a relationship when it's at the bottom. And that's what I've been in the kudos to think about.